Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, O heavenly King, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who art in all places and fillest all things, treasury of blessings and giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us from every impurity, and save our souls, O good one.
Would you send a love?
Mashiach, gemat samai kelet Allah, kuzenem zohari atinayo, watuklena ma'alim, gemalatukunahmu limelena alay, olatukunna kibbeshila, lakinajina nashiri.
The Lord is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Yeah. Of her heart. Rejoice, thou lily tangled, that of the bread of life. come to see the light. Amen. Who art the dwelling place of light. Wherefore we praise thee unto all angels.
Shelter and strength.
equals 19. Thou, O Virgin Theotokos, art a protecting wall to Virgin, and to all who run to thee, for the Maker of heaven and earth prepared thee, O pure maiden, and dwelt in the womb, and taught all to sing out unto thee. Hail, pillar of virginity, hail, gate of salvation, hail, source of spiritual reformation, hail, leader of divine goodness. Hail, for thou didst regenerate those conceived in sin. Hail, for thou didst remind those who were mindless. Hail, thou who didst annul the corruption of hearts. Hail, thou who didst bear the sower of chastity. Hail, bridal chamber of a virgin marriage. Hail, thou who joins the faithful to the Lord. Hail, fair nursing mother of virgins. Hail, bridesmaid of holy souls. Hail, O bride without bridegroom. Encompass the multitude of thy many mercies. For if we should offer to thee hymns of praise, as numberless as the sands, O holy King, we should still have done nothing worthy of that which thou hast given to us, who cry out unto thee. Alleluia. Shining for those in darkness, for by kindling the supernatural light, she guides us all to divine knowledge, illuminating our minds with radiance. She is honored by this our cry. Hail, ray of the living sun, hail, flash of unfading splendor. Hail, lightning flash shining upon our souls. Hail, thou who dost as thunder strike down our enemies. Hail, for thou didst cause the many starred light to dawn. Hail, for thou didst cause the richly flowing river to gush forth. Hail, thou who didst from life describe the type of the baptismal font. Hail, thou who didst take away the stain of sin. Hail, laver that dost purify conscience. Hail, mixing bowl for the mingling of joy. Hail, fragrance of the sweetness of Christ. Hail, life of mystic festival, Ithrahia Arusa, La Rusa, La. when he who pays the ancient debts of all men was mine to give grace. He came of his own will to dwell among those who had departed from his grace. And when he rent asunder the written charges against them, he heard from all in this wise. Alleluia. Yet while we sing to him whom thou dost spare, we owe him the Theotokos as a living temple. For the Lord who holds all things in his hand, by dwelling within thee, hallowed and glorified thee, and taught all to cry out unto thee. Hail, tabernacle of God and of the Word. Hail, holiest of all the holy ones. Hail, ark made golden by the Spirit. Hail, inexhaustible treasury of life. Hail, precious diadem of pious rulers. Hail, venerable boast of reverent priests. Hail, steady tower of the church. Hail, impregnable wall of the realm. Hail, thou through whom trophies are set up. Hail, thou through whom enemies are cast down. Hail, healing of my body. Hail, salvation of my soul. Hail, O bride, without bridegroom.
Hail,
zealously art thou praised, O Mother, who didst bear the most holy word of all the saints. When thou receive this present offering, deliver us from every calamity, and deliver from all wrath to come those who cry out unto thee. Alleluia. thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
Thus preserve thy church in perfect peace by the prayers of the pure Theotokos.
O most merciful Lord,
have mercy, 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 have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up.
Despise me not, uncursed sinner, though I have rendered myself unworthy by my shameful thoughts, words, and deeds, and through indolence have become a slave to the pleasures of life. But as the Mother of God, who loves mankind, mercifully have compassion upon me, a sinner and a prodigal, and receive my prayer, though it be offered unto thee by unworthy lips, and using thy boldness as a mother, entreat thy Son, our Lady and Master, that he may extend to me his goodness and mercy, so as to overlook my numberless transgressions, and turn me to the repentance, and show me forth as a zealous doer of his commandments. And because thou art merciful, compassionate, and full of loving kindness, be thou ever near me in thy present life as an ardent help and protection, defending me from the assaults of the adversaries, and leading me to salvation. And in the hour of my death, care for my miserable soul and drive from it the dark visions of every of the evil spirits. And in the awful day of judgment, deliver me from eternal punishment and present me as an inheritor of the ineffable glory of thy Son, our God. May this be my lot, O Sovereign Lady, most holy Theotokos, through thy mediation and help, through grace and love towards mankind, of thy only begotten Son, our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom all are due all glory, honor, and worship, with his eternal Father, and his all-holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. وحفظنا من ركاد الخطيئة المضلة ومن التذاذ شهوات الظلام الليلية سكن وثبات الأهواء أطفئ سهام الشرير المحمى الثائر علينا بالشر هدئ اضطراب أجسادنا وأرقد كل معقولنا الأرضي الهيلوني وامنحنا يا الله عقلا ساهرا وفكرا طاهرا وقلبا مستيقظا ونوما خفيفا معتقا من كل تخيل شيطاني. انهضنا في وقت الصلاة ثابتين في وصاياك ومالكين على الدوام في دواتنا ذكر أحكامك. وهب لنا أقوال مجيدك طول الليل لنسبح ونبارك ونمجد اسمك الكلي الإكرام العظيم الجلال. أيها الآب والإبن والروح القدس الآن وكل آن وإلى دهر الآخرين.
Virgin, blessed Theotokos, present our prayer to thy Son, our God, and intercede with him that through thee he may save our souls.
Al Abu Rajai, Wal Ibn Maljazi, Wal Ruh Al Qudus Rukai, Ayyuha Thaluth Al Qudus Al Majdula.
In thee, O Mother of God, I place all my hope. Keep me under thy protection.
Glory to thee, O Christ, our God and our hope. Glory to thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever, and through ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Amen.
May Christ, our true God, through the intercessions of his all-immaculate and all-blameless Holy Mother, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, the great martyr George, the trophy bearer, patron and protector of our community and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind. Forgive me, my brethren, for the sake of Christ. Let us pray for the peace of the world, and for pious and orthodox Christians, and for all the civil authorities of this land, and for all the welfare of all our armed forces, and for our Father and Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, and all our brotherhood in Christ, and for our fathers and brethren absent from among us, and for those who hate us and those who love us, and for those who are kind to us and minister unto us, and for those who have requested our prayers, and worthy though we be, especially your servants, Metropolitan Paul and Archbishop John, who are in captivity, Bishop Alexander, Layla, Sahar, Andrula, Selwa, Asma, Georgette, Khaled, Miriam, Naila, Emil, Vera, Alex, Paniotis, Vera, Betty, Miriam, Phyllis, Carol, Roland, Patty, Daisy, Ida, Nawal, Nimmer, Sally, Nuckley, Nicola, Danny, George, Renee, Nawal, Ida, Elias, John, Elaine, Eva, Michael, Nancy, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Lana, Patricia, Lucille, and Fran, your servants, Iman, Wafa, Christine and Matthew, the Elias, Hannah, and Gibran families, the priest Gabriel, Matushka Laura, and the newborn Ileana, Shadi, Natalie, and their newborn child, our expected parents, Ola and Michael, Lindsay and Ryan, Katrina and Gary, Diana and Iman, and Rod and Sandy, all first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, teen soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, ushers, preschool, and OCF. Lord, and for the deliverance of our captives, and for travelers by land and sea and air, and for those who lie in sickness, and let us pray also for abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for the soul of every Orthodox Christian. Let us bless God-fearing rulers and all Orthodox bishops and the founders of this holy church and our parents and teachers and all of our fathers and brethren gone before us, especially your servants, Jocelyn and Ilias and the newly departed Joachim, Suad, Caesar, Mary, Linda, Martha, Michael, Donna, and Elham. All the Orthodox who here and everywhere lie asleep in the Lord. Let us also say for ourselves.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
The prayers of our Holy Fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us.
we could sit just for a moment. We say so many times in today's service, like we've been saying all of the Fridays and next Friday and last Friday, we say, most holy Theotokos, save us. In Arabic? Did you get that with him? Yeah, good. And for people that aren't familiar with the Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church, where we pray for the Virgin Mary all the time, pray to her all the time, asking her to intercede for us, they hear that verse and they think wrongly that the Virgin Mary is our Savior. Who's our Savior?
Jesus
is the Savior. But what's important is that the Virgin Mary, and if they listen to the rest of the service tonight, they realize very quickly that we're begging her to pray for us. And in fact, in one particular verse, it's in the seventh ode, you don't have to run over there, it says, "Do thou now implore him," Christ, "O Theotokos, to write down thy servants in the book of life." Where's that come from? The book of life. Have you heard that before? The book of life? It comes from the Bible. But have you heard that before? The book of life. It's very important. And where it comes from is at the end of the Bible. In the last book, the book of Revelation. And I'm going to read a little bit before where it talks about the book of life. Just listen. "And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb." The Lamb being Jesus. "And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine upon it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light shall the nations walk, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory into it. And its gate shall never be shut by day, and there shall be no night there. They shall bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations." Here it comes. "But nothing unclean shall enter it." This is the holy city, the city of Jerusalem, that we speak about the new Jerusalem, which is heaven. If you remember the song we sing, "Shine, shine, right. Okay. "O new Jerusalem, shine, shine, O new Jerusalem." It's not that nice place over in the Middle East. Okay? The Middle East, isn't it? Doesn't matter what it is, because that's not where we're going. We're going to the new Jerusalem. And St. John continues, "But nothing unclean shall enter it, nor anyone who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's," Christ, "book of life." What's written in there? Their name. This, as we said in the hymn that I read before, I read the part from the Bible, from the book of Revelation. This is why we're praying to the Virgin Mary, ultimately. For her to pray to Christ so that our names can be written in the book of life. Because, as we heard in the part from the Bible I read from the book of Revelation, if our name's not there, we're not going to be able to enter. If our name's not there, we're not going to be able to go into the new Jerusalem. You won't have to worry about check sacrifice or anything, because if your maid's not there, you're not getting in. That's why we constantly are praying first to the Virgin Mary, and then who else? All of the saints. Beginning with Virginia, St. George, our patron of this church, and our own saints, if we have a patron saint, our own saints that we pray for, to intercede for us. Why? For our souls to be saved. We're so lucky. We're so lucky that we don't have to do it all on our own. That we have the Mother of God, the Virgin Mary, and we have the saints to be there to help us. And that's where we don't want to forget, one. And two, we want to constantly be asking, not just here in church, where you're kind of forced to hear us sing and pray wherever we're singing and praying, but when you're home, when you're driving in the car, when you're at school, when you're at work, and you need something, you need help, ask. That's what the Mother of God is there for, and the saints are there for, to help us not just to get our name written in the book of life, but to help us in this world. Every day they're here for us. That's why this particular service is so beautiful, especially during the Lenten season, when we're concentrating on what we're eating, what we're not eating, when we're concentrating on looking at ourselves and what we do wrong, not easily looking at everybody else and what they're doing wrong. And it seems sometimes when we're in Lent, we're doing it all by ourselves, but we're not. We're not. We're doing it as a faithful community. A faithful community. Trying to follow the teachings of the church. And we're doing it together. And we have the Mother of God and the saint to be there to always help us. Don't forget them. Use them in a positive way. Use them to help you, so that we can all of us, our names are written in the book of life. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'll be hearing confessions if anybody would like. Tomorrow we have vespers at 5 o'clock, and then the service is on Sunday morning.
If you'd like to go, there's a flyer in the back of the church in the narthex. Blessing the Lord.